"All's well that ends well," Joe Collins agreed. He gave her a look with his good eye to make sure she was indeed all right, then began to pick up some of the scattered goods, leaning laboriously over on his stick, his fine white hair blowing around his rosy face. "Nah, nah," Roland said, reaching out to grasp his arm. "I'll do that. You'll fall on my fiddles." At this, the old man roared with laughter, and Roland joined him willingly enough. From behind the cottage, the horse gave another loud whinny, as if protesting all this good humor.
"Fall on thy fiddles, man, that's a good one. I don't have the veriest clue under heaven what my fiddles are, yet it's a good one. Ain't it just?"
He brushed the snow off Susanna's hide coat, while Roland quickly picked up the spilled goods and stacked them back on their makeshift sled. Oi helped, bringing several wrapped packages of meat in his jaws and dropping them on the back of the travoy.
"That's a smart little beastie," Joe Collins said admiringly.
"He's been a good trail mate," Susanna agreed. She was now very glad they had stopped. Would not have deprived herself of this good-natured old man's acquaintance for worlds. She offered him her clumsily clad right hand. "I'm Susanna Dean. Susanna of New York, daughter of Dan." He took her hand and shook it. His own hand was ungloved, and although the fingers were gnarled with arthritis, his grip was strong.
"New York, is it? Why, I once hailed from there myself. Also Akron, Omaha, and San Francisco. Son of Henry and Flora, if it matters to you."
"You're from America's side?" Susanna asked.
"Oh, God, yes, but long ago and long," he said. "What you might call de la."
His good eyes sparkled. His bad eye went on regarding the snowy wastes with that same dead lack of interest. He turned to Roland.
"And who might you be, my friend? For I'll call you my friend same as I would anyone, unless they prove different, in which case I'd belt him with Bessie, which is what I call my stick."